Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church on this glorious Mother's Day. How about, before you get too comfortable, how about passing the peace and speak to your friends and neighbors and greet some you don't know? Now, as we prepare our hearts for worship, please join in singing the hymn of preparation that you will find on the top inside of your bulletin. In addition to today being a wonderful Mother's Day and our Confirmation Sunday, I would like to call your attention to the flowers that are on the altar today. If you read in your bulletin, it's in addition to Mother's Day celebration, this is in honor of Randy Wolf's 90th birthday today. I think we all need to give him a round of applause and say, glad to have you, Randy. All of the announcements in the bulletin are important, but I'd like to call your attention to two that are on the back page. The first one is the last Hot Wednesday meeting that we will have, and you will see that there will be faith stories that will be shared. It also is a benefit to help our softball team. So don't forget, make reservations and come for a very enlightening program. You will also notice that there's a very important parents' meeting that is going to be held. If you're a parent and your children are going to be involved, we really need to have you present. And if you read your newsletter this last week, you probably noticed the request that's come from the office for some tailgating tents, because they will be needing those for the inside Bible stories and vacation church school activities this summer. So if you have a tailgating tent that you would be willing to let the church borrow during vacation church school, please call the office and let them know. There was one other announcement that I wanted to call to your attention. I mentioned it last week, and I referred to the $100 chocolate cake that was auctioned off at the last major dessert auction that we had. And I wanted to encourage you to come and play, because that's such a fun event. Not only do we get to enjoy the talent at Main Street, but we get to watch a couple of folks fight over Barbara Shelley's chocolate cake. And I was corrected after the service last time. That cake did not go for $100. It went for $200. So anybody that can get $200 for a cake, folks, you really need to come and enjoy that auction. So I wanted to call that to your attention. And your envelopes in the bulletin, the green envelopes, are for our Mother's Day offering for Epworth Children's Home. Now, let us continue our worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Thank you. For all who are able, please stand and join me in the call to worship. Come along with me as a sojourner in faith. Bring along a sense of expectancy, a vision of high hopes, a glimpse of future possibilities, a vivid imagination. For God's creation is not done. Let us travel light in the spirit of faith and expectation toward the God of our hopes and dreams. Come along with me as sojourners in faith, secure in the knowledge that we will never travel alone.
Remain standing and join me in the invocation found in your bulletin. Maker of all things, ruler of all peoples of the earth, we bring our prayers of thanksgiving and praise. You have provided the water of life for our baptism. You have fed us with the fruits of the earth and nourished us through your word. Meet us again in the joyous encounter of worship, lest we forget the source of all that we have, and all that we are. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Amen. Please join us in the invocation, affirmation of faith that we wrote as a class found in your bulletin. We believe in
the Father, who sent his only Son to die on the cross for us. He is the maker of the universe. He is the source of all wisdom, knowledge, and strength. He loves me, and he loves us. We believe in Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, who lived and was an example to us all, and was the maker of miracles. He died on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the nurturer and comforter, who lives in us and helps us with the things we need. The Holy Spirit is the guide for the lost. We believe in the church and living the Christian life. This means we will love others as God loves us. Forgive one another. Spread God's word and support and pray for one another. We believe in the church. We are to worship God and to serve the community. We are one big family. Amen.
Scripture reading for today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 14a, and continuing with verses 36 through 41. This is found on pages 144 and 145 in the New Testament section of the Pew Bible. This is the story of the first converts to Christianity following the resurrection. Listen for God's word for us. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, Brother, what should we do? Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you is in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, Save yourself from the corrupt generation. So those who welcomed the message were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 persons were added. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Guide my feet, Lord, by Everybody say, amen. I knew y'all were just busting loose, but you didn't know what to do. I started to say, because we Methodists, but I won't say that. I keep that to myself. But we do thank God for the times that the Lord touches our hearts with these choir anthems and the songs that we sing and the words that we hear and share together. And today is a special day. And as we pray, we do pray for these confirmands and not only for them, but for all who've had a part in their journey of faith, and for the mothers who are here and the families. How many are here today? Would you stand because you are made a special journey to be here with your mother? Would you stand? Stand up. Okay. And all the mothers, would you stand with them? Now let's give them a round of applause. And let us enter into a time of prayer together. Holy God, as we continue our journey of faith on this Mother's Day, on this day of confirmation, we thank you, dear God, for the story of faith that has rooted itself in our souls. And we pray for those who are going to journey after these, that they would too experience the resurrected Savior who lives in their lives. And also this day, dear God, we pray for those who are suffering in war. We pray for those who are grieving. We pray for those who are celebrating someone else's death. We pray for ourselves, dear God, and long for the day when swords will be beat into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, when the lion and the lamb will lie down together. We pray, Almighty God, for peace of Jerusalem and the peace of the world, in realizing that for those who desire war, that there's also a reality of death. And for those who desire peace, that there comes a time when you have to defend yourself, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. So, dear God, in these days of much talk, we pray, dear God, that you will lead us into the green valley of peace and into the still waters. And we pray, dear God, for those within our church family as well who this day are suffering in their body, or in their soul, or in their spirits, or in their minds, they are tormented. Dear God, we speak peace to them through the Prince of Peace, and healing to them, dear God, because you are the great physician. We pray, dear Lord, that you indeed would give comfort. Dear God, that you would give healing and reassurance to these who are ill. Again, we thank you for each family represented this day, for the story of faith that they have shared together in their homes, And we pray, dear God, that you will continue to lead us as a church, where moms and dads and sons and daughters will experience the love of family here and know that they belong. This is their home. This is where they are cared for and loved, and where Jesus is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Be with ministers and missionaries wherever they are this day. Soldiers on home on foreign battlefield, policemen, firemen who protect us, leaders of our country, and leaders of the church. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithing offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Let us pray. Dear God, as we have brought these our gifts into the storehouse, we thank you again for the privilege to give and to give to your kingdom. that which is above us and beyond us. Bless, O Lord, these gifts, those who have not, those who chose not to give this day. Bless all together as we worship you and give to you. In the name of Christ our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
We had Palm Sunday, Easter, Consecration Sunday. Of what else? Today. What's today? Yeah, Mother's Day. How many of you got up this morning and fixed breakfast for Mommy? Maybe some of you should have gotten it. But it is a special time. And it's a day when we acknowledge our moms and what they mean to us and how much we love them. How many of you are going to take your moms out for lunch afterwards? How many of you are going to cook? All right. Some of you are going to cook. What are you going to cook? Donuts and what else? As you were walking down here now, as you sit on the floor around here, can you see more when you're standing up walking or when you're sitting down? When you're standing up walking. Today, we're talking about two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus. And they were walking with Jesus. They were walking, rather, and Jesus appeared to them. And then they didn't realize that they were walking with Jesus. How many of you have ever been on a walk with your mom? Have you ever seen anything unusual when you're walking? What are some of the things that you've seen? Let's see if I can get this thing cut on. Here, check. How many of you, what have you seen when you walk with your mom?
I've seen a plant outside.
A plane or a plant? A plant, wow. See, pretty plants, flowers and stuff. Who else?
Planes.
Airplanes, how about that? A snake. All right.
My sister.
You saw your sister. Oh, yeah. I thought you had. So sometimes when we're traveling with mom, here's one. When we're traveling with mom, we see some unusual things.
A dog.
A dog?
A bush.
A bush, yeah. We see all kind of stuff when you're traveling. And you know, these disciples that were traveling with Jesus, they were traveling on the road, didn't know they were traveling with Jesus until they got to the house. And they were breaking bread, as the Bible says, or they were, we could say, eating supper. And they were sharing together, and they recognized that Jesus was there. You know, and it's sometimes as we're walking together and journeying together and sharing together that we begin to see things that we didn't realize were there. This morning as I was coming in, I saw one of the bugs that makes all the rackets in the trees this time of the year, the katydids. One of them was on the ground flopping around, and I flipped it over into the grass. So, but you see things sometimes when you're journeying. And today is a special day as well, because we have the Come For Mans. And the come from mans have been on a journey too. They've been walking along, and they are making a commitment of themselves today to Jesus Christ. And I'll bet you, if you talk to them, they can tell you some stories about their mom and some of the things that she told them about Jesus. And so, whenever you're walking, or whenever you're talking, you never know that God might just reveal Himself to you. And it might be through a bird, or a plant, or a dog, or a cat. And you see the God who creates and the God who loves. So may God bless you, and may God help you as you journey along to see Jesus in all that's around us. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we're thankful for the different ways and places we see you. Amen. You are dismissed.
Please join me in the Mother's Day prayer found in the insert in your bulletin. Gracious God, we thank you for adopting us into your family through the miracle of your grace, and for calling us to be brothers and sisters to each other. Today we pray for our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love. Lord, in your love,
hear our prayers.
For mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope, and their family and friends support and counsel them. Lord, in your love,
hear our prayers.
For women through without children of their own, who like mothers have nurtured and cared for us. Lord, in your love, for mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children, and have not sustained their families. Lord, in your love, loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
remain standing, please, as we share the gospel lesson as found in the gospel according to Luke. Begin reading with the 13th verse of the 24th chapter. Now on that day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" And they stood still and looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and beside all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. And moreover, some women of our group astonished us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body, they came back and told us that they indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' And so he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' The same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' And then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. A king decided that he would find the most effective, meaningful person in his kingdom. And so he sent out a task group to find the individuals that had been so meaningful in the kingdom. And they brought back 4 persons. One, a philanthropist. One who had made lots of money, had responded in kind to the community and had given to those in need, had responded in love and given clothes to those who were naked, and had been such a positive merchant type person in the village and treated individuals so fairly. They found another individual. He was a judge. He was one that had keen insight and had ruled his bench with dignity and honor, was fair in his disposition of judgment. He had brought a lot of tranquility to the community by his meaningful leadership. And so he was brought as one of the distinguished individuals. Brought another person in who is a physician, a distinguished person, notoriety. He had treated all the children and those in the village and had dispensed his medical knowledge with such integrity that he had brought better health care throughout the whole countryside. And the last person they brought in was like none of the above. She was simple in her dress. She was not wealthy at all. But in her face was integrity. In her eyes, honesty, wisdom, insight. King was somewhat perplexed, and he said, "You have brought these other three for me to choose which one is the best in the kingdom. Why this little old lady?" And the man said, "Your Honor, this was the teacher of the other three." As I see these confirmands here this morning, I realize that they have had teaching. They have had instruction. We all have taken a part. But there is no place that has had any more influence on them than their home. And today we celebrate the Christian home and Mother's Day. And Anna Jarvis was a lady that we give credit to for establishing the precedence that now has become Mother's Day. And we affirm that mothers are crucial in the life, in the faith life of individuals. We do not revere a woman as the Catholics do Mary, but in our heritage, there is a lady. And we give her credit for the Methodist Church almost on a par with John. Her name, Susanna Wesley, the mother of John Wesley, the mother of Methodism. And I don't care where you go in this country, wherever there are Methodists that are being acknowledged, even at Wesley Commons, you can go and there's Susanna Boulevard or Susanna Street, or they are buildings all over, or gardens if you go to Junaluska, the Susanna Wesley Garden, and all these different places, because we so respect her as she gave birth to her 19 children. I remember when I was first entering the Methodist Church and we had a training session and Mickey Fisher was there. And he talked about this lady, Susanna Wesley. And he talked about, and one of the things that I remember was how he taught the children. She taught the children to cry softly. She had a time set aside for every one of her children to be nurtured and loved. And John Wesley, in his most distressful times, he said, "Oh, if I could just go to my mother's bedside and to have those moments of her insight and solace." He said, "I could resolve these issues if I could just be with my mom." They say that probably some of the issues that John had in his romantic relationships was that he was endeavoring to meet somebody that was on a par with his sisters. His sisters, who were taught Latin and French, all the children, boys and girls, instructed, trained in the home on a par probably of no other in that community. So today, I affirm that mothers are crucial, that my faith, as I stand here today, has its roots in my mother's faith as she grew up there on the Mill Village in Newberry at Epton United Methodist Church. And also with my father. And to acknowledge today that not only mothers are important, but fathers are important. Today we affirm again that we are on a journey. Just as these disciples were, they were on the Emmaus Road. And they didn't know that Jesus was going to appear to them. And we don't always know how Christ is going to reveal Himself to us or where. It may be in reaching out a helping, loving hand to a child. It may be reaching out and supporting a senior person. It may be in the building of ramps in our community. It may be in going to Alabama to help with the tornado victims. It might be working at Sockahatchee. But we're on a journey. A journey together. And Jesus revealed Himself so that they knew Him in the breaking of bread. You are important to the kingdom of God. Because it was the disciples together sharing in this meal, a time of fellowship, that they saw Christ. We see Christ too in our fellowship, in the sharing of life, in the sharing of a meal. I remember reading the other day where Billy Graham preached in 185 countries. Probably no one has ever preached in more countries to 210 million people. And I remember reading stories of Billy Graham. And I remember how wonderful his sermons were and the impact that he had on presidents and kings and emperors. But I also remember him talking about Ruth and how meaningful she was to him in his ministry and nurture and support to him and to the family. We this morning are a family. We are here together, and we're on a journey. May God bless us all together as we continue a part of that journey this morning, embracing our confirmands. Amen. I invite those who have had direction and leadership of our confirmands to come forward, Jessica and Kathy. And now I invite the confirmands to come.
I want to tell you a little bit about this confirmation class. We have been meeting, I guess, ever since January or so, and we have four confirmands this morning, and they have been taught everything from the history of the United Methodist Church to the parts of worship, to what it means to have to know Jesus and have a relationship with Jesus. And we've also talked about all of the vows and questions that they will be answering today, and gone through everything. And they even wrote the affirmation of faith that we read earlier, which I think is really impressive. So they have just been a wonderful class, and I know that they are ready to be confirmed. Kathy and I took them on a trip to Lake June, Alaska for our confirmation retreat. And on the retreat, they did a Remember Your Baptism. And they asked all of the groups that were coming on the retreat to bring water from your area, whether it was from the faucet or a lake or a river near. So we took water from Lake Greenwood, and while we were there, we did a Remember Your Baptism service, and they invited all of the groups to come forward, and we poured water together. So we had water from all over the place, and some people even had water that they had been bringing every year for like maybe 10 years or so with them, every year to confirmation retreat. So we brought back with us some water from the retreat, and it even has water from like the Jordan River, from all over the world, really. And this morning, Denver is going to be baptized, and so we're using that water that we brought back with us, which is very special to this class, that very special water that he'll be baptized with. Also, we made stoles, and at the end of the service, if you want to come and ask them about their stole. And also this year, we had mentors, and each of them chose a mentor that they wanted to walk with them through the journey, and so their mentors have met with them periodically since January and have just really gotten to know them better. So we are very excited about this class.
The church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. All of every age and station stand in need of the means of grace which it alone supplies. For as much as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and our Savior Jesus Christ said, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we call upon thee for this thy servant, that he, coming to the holy baptism, may receive remission of his sins and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive him, O Lord, as thou hast promised by the well-beloved Son, and grant that he may be faithful to thee all the days of his life, and finally come to the eternal kingdom which thou hast promised through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you, in the presence of God and this congregation, do you, in the presence of this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise made at your baptism? Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sin? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, received at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the
Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments?
I do.
Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church?
I do.
I invite the parents and mentors to come and join the confirmants. Denver, do you desire to be baptized in this faith? Denver, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with His grace, and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service, and your witness? Brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. As members of Christ's Holy Church, and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you now and evermore.
During the process of you being confirmed, we had boxes set aside for each one of you. And because you are being confirmed into this Christian family of Main Street United Methodist Church, we have invited all members to come and place a token of remembrance or words of encouragement or anything that they wanted to make this day extra special for you. So they are pretty heavy this year. You have lots of things in here. So I hope that you will enjoy with your family opening these boxes and seeing the treasures that your new family now in Christ has given you.
Denver. Would you make them welcome? Let's stand together for our closing hymn as found in hymn 398, Jesus Calls Us. Responsive benediction in your bulletin. Go now remembering what we have done here. Go now into the world where apathy and half-heartedness are dominant, where love too often is hard to find. Be awake, be alert. Be alive to the needs around you and to the glory of God in Jesus Christ.